Yorkton. The Yorkton Terriers were on the road for a pair of midweek games, finding things more to the liking Tuesday in a stop in the Battlefords. The game against the North Stars was a seesaw affair throughout. The home team started the scoring on a goal by Elijah Anderson 9:33 into the contest. The Stars' lead was short-lived as Anthony Domina knotted things with a Terrier goal at 12:32. Battlefords responded quickly as Kian Bell scored at 13:50 to put the North Stars up 1. At 17:11 Anthony McIntosh scored to even things at 2-2, and it was off to the middle stanza tied. A goal by Carson Olsen at 10:51 gave the home side a 3-2 lead, only to have the Terriers again even things as Aiden Knutson scored at 18:31. In the third, Knutson scored his second of the game to give Yorkton a 4-3 lead, the goal coming at 9:35. But, the Stars again pulled into a tie, this time via a power play goal by Bell, his second of the night, at 16:15. The eventual game winner came at 18:13 in favor of the visitors as David Overbeek scored his first as a Terrier for a 5-4 win. Ethan Farrow was in net for the Terrier win facing 45 shots, while Matthew MacArthur was tagged for the loss facing 39 shots in the North Stars net. The next night, Wednesday, the Terriers were in Kindersley to take on the Clippers where things did not go so well for the visitors. The home team pulled out to a 2-0 lead through 20 minutes of play on goals by Cale Taylor and Brock Muller. It was 3-0 on a power play effort by Logan Linklater 12:43 into the second period. Dustin Rennes finally put the Terriers on the scoreboard with a goal at 15:54. Zachary Anderson added a fourth goal at 16:39, with Tylan Hilbig adding a power play goal at 18:17 to make it 5-1. In the third period, Jeff Hammond added a power play goal at 4:50. With Alex Mack responding for the Clippers at 10:52 to round out the 6-2 final. Farrow started the game and played 40 minutes facing 24 shots, and allowing 5 goals, before being relieved by Luke McKechnie who allowed 1 goal on 8 shots. John McPherson was in net for Kindersley facing 25 shots. Up next for the Terriers is a home game against Estevan Saturday at the Westland Insurance Arena.